Rashi Shita is that Heter Mitztarif Leiser only applies when they're Mu'uravim Yachad, they're mixed together. However, there's no Nesinas Tam. And Tosis is going to assume that they're not even Mu'uravim Zebuze. So we have this entire gamut of possibilities in terms of what exactly is the scenario, what's going on in Heter Mitztarif Leiser. It's very complicated because we're starting a new sugi called Heter Mitztarif Leiser, and we don't know our head from our elbow here. I mean, what is Heter Mitztarif Leiser? The Ramban sheet is that Heter Mitztarif Leiser is basically Tam Ki Ikar. I mean, and then you don't know why we have this new sugi here called Heter Mitztarif Leiser, because the Ramban is saying that it's not just Mu'uravim Zemzeh, but there's an Asinas Tam of Iser in the Heter. And that sounds like Tam Ki Ikar. Then we have the Baal Amar, and the Baal Amar Shita is, let's just read it one more time, that Ein Beheter Tam Ha Isur. And then we have Rashi's, in a sense, variation of the Baal Amar. Okay, there's no Tam Isur in the Heter, but at least they're Mu'uravim Ze Im Ze. And then we have finally the most extreme shita, that they're not even Mu'uravim Zedzeh, which sounds like he's putting, you know, chametz and matzah into his mouth, and he's eating a half a gezeis of this and a half a gezeis of that, and then it's tarif, when there's no tam at all, meaning I know which is the tam of chametz and which is the tam of matzah. So again, just to confuse you and I from the beginning. So if you're confused, that's a good sign. Now we get to another issue.
What's the Hava mean at this
stage? I don't know. I can't answer any questions. What's because, again, you know, I'm dealing with a flood here in which I lost a sizable amount of my library. So that's where my head is right now. But let me just try again to do the best I can with the tools I have. Then we go to the Gemara in Nazir. Now, why is the Gemara in Nazir that I'm about to present relevant to us? The reason for that is because we're going to have in our sugya here in Psachim a machlokes amoraim as to the extent of the application of Iser Mitztarif Lehete Hete Mitztarif Leiser. When does it apply? When does it not apply? And the Gemara Nazir says that we have to keep in mind, this is on Daf Lamed Zayin, a lot of what we're going to do is about Nazir, is that Heter Mitztarif Leiser only applies when the Iser is not Batel Berov Heter. So now we have another condition that seems to be set by the Gemara Nazir. We'll see if that makes sense according to the Ramban, and maybe on the contrary, Dafka according to the Ramban, it makes a lot of sense. So what the Gemara is saying in Nazir is that you can't talk about Heter Mitztarif Leiser if the Iser is ready Batel Berov. So that Heter Mitztarif Leiser, the Gemara assumes in Nazir, only applies when you have Rov Iser. Now that's against the Ramban on the one hand, but it does help us in the Ramban. Why? It's against the Ramban because the Ramban is saying that Heter Mitztarif Leiser applies when the Tama Iser is in the Heter. I mean, you don't need a Rov for that to happen. We know that even if there's majority Heter, the Iser still might give Tam into the Heter. And we're going to have to figure out how to reconcile the Ramban with the Gemara Nazir. Now, on the other hand, if you go with those Rishonim that Heter Mitztarif Leiser applies even if they're not Mu'uravim Zeh B'Zeh, so what's this whole discussion in the Gemara Nazir about Rov and Miut? Now, Tosis here in Psachim, I'm just mentioning up front, because this is the kind of sugya that you have to know everything to know anything. So later on, Tosis on Daf Lamed Dalid, on Daf Mem Dalid, is going to put our discussion about Heter Mitztarif Leiser into the perspective of the sugya that we learned yesterday. Let's just go over the outline, that part which is the highlights of yesterday's shiur. And that is a machlokas between the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Eliezer, which we saw recorded in a brisa, about Chometz al Yedei Taroves. Rabbi Eliezer says that Chometz al Yedei Taroves is a lav, kol machmetzes lo sochelu, with the exclusion of Kares. The Chachamim say that the Torah did not prohibit Chometz al Yedei Taroves. And if that be the case, Tosis points out that if, let's say, for example, you have Rov Heter, and we said that the Gemara Nazir says that if there's Rov Heter, then you don't apply the principle of Heter Mitztaref LeIsur. Tosis says that makes sense according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer has a separate lav in the Torah for Chometz al Yedei Taroves. He's not talking about a case of Rov Isur. That's not Rabbi Eliezer's business. Chometz al Yedei Taroves means where the Chometz is the mute. And nevertheless, it's included under a lav. And yet the Gemara in Nozir says that we only apply the principle of Hetem and Starf Isur if we have Rov Isur. But if we have Rov Heter, then there's no Hetem and Starf Isur. So the Tosus points out that whole sugya reflects the sheet of the Chachamim. When did the Chachamim say that Chometz al Yedei Taroves is not Osur according to the Torah law? That's because you don't have Rov Isur. But if you have Rov Isur, then the Taroves is Osur. And not only is the Taroves Osur, but to boot, we're going to add another cherry on top of it. And that is that the heter is mitztaref l'isur. That we're going to add the heter to the isur. Which means, let's say for example, I'll just give you an example. You have 2/3 of a kezayis of chametz and 1/3 of a kezayis of matzah. Heter mitztaref l'isur. Meaning that if there would have been a mixture of Rov Heter, then we would say, according to the Chachamim, then on a Doraisa level, it's all Mutter. But now that we have a Rov Isur, we're going to apply the principle of Heter Mitztaref L'Isur, which means that A, we're going to generate an Isur on this Tarovus, and B, we're going to incorporate the Heter into the Isur, such that he ate a Kezias of Isur. And again, what does that mean? Is it Muravim? Ain't a Muravim? Is it Nesinas Tam? Is it not Nesinas Tam? And the whole Machlokas that we mentioned before. Now, Tosis goes a step further, and he says that if you have Shavah B'Shavah, which means that the amount of Chometz and the amount of Matzah in this Tarovis is equal, then, once again, the Gemara Nazir is going to allow the application of the principle of Heter Mitztaref L'Isur. As long as there's no Rov Heter, so you don't have 50.001% of Heter in this Taroves, it's 50-50, then we apply the principle of Heter Mitztaref L'Isur. Now, there's a sefer called the Yad HaMelech. If I'm not mistaken, I'm very pressured these days, so I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the son of the Noda Behuda. If you can check it out as we speak, otherwise I have it here, but it's in the room where they're taking apart the whole room right now. He says, at the beginning of Hilchus Chometz U'Matzah, the Yad HaMelech is, as any sefer that ends with the word Melech, is a commentary on the Rambam, that this whole sugya that we're about to learn, called the Heter Mitztaref L'Isur, is Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitaso. It's not coincidental that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who originated this terminology, this concept, and principle called Heter Mitztaref L'Isur. Rabbi Yochanan, at the end of Masechta Yoma, holds a Chatzi Shir Osur Min HaTorah. So that even if you have a half a kezayis of chametz, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's an Isur Torah, which is derived from a parsha, if you eat half a kezayis of chametz. Oh, says the Yad HaMelech, if you have less than a shear of a kezayis of chametz, but chatzi shear osim in a Torah, now I can understand, which I don't understand, but I can at least, you know, imagine that heter mitztayer for isur. So that the hashlama, the supplement here of the chatzi zayis of matzah can somehow integrate with the chametz to be mashlin the shir, because you start already with an isur chatzi shir. But says the Anamelech, according to Reish Lakish, who holds at the end of Masechta Yoma that chatzi shir mutum in a Torah, then it's not shaykh to say that hetem it's tarifle isur, because the isur itself is less than a shir, which means that the Torah permitted that isur. According to Torah law, Reish Lakish says, I can eat a half a zayis of chametz. I can eat a half a zayis in the veil. If I'm allowed to eat it, how can you say it's mitztarifle heter and magically I now have a kezayis of isur when I didn't even have an isur of chametz over here, an isur nevela? That's the shtickle Torah of the Yad HaMelech. Comes along the Nodav Yehuda the Tzlach, and he disagrees. And he quotes a sefer called the Birchas Rosh, not familiar with it, who says, in his commentary on Masechta Nazir, that according to Reish Lakish, who holds that chatzi shir mutum in a Torah, in a mixture which has rov isur in it, the heter is now batel to the isur, and it's mitztarev to be mashle mashir and to generate an isur chametz that didn't exist. Do you hear this, Rabbi Osai? Again, that's what I'm telling you as an introduction. This is not going to be easy, because you got to know everything to know anything. How can I know all this? He's telling me that according to the Birchas Rosh, what happens is, and I need a bracha on my Rosh here to understand the Birchas Rosh, he's saying that you can have something which in and of itself is mutum in a Torah, add heter to it, and now it becomes awesome in a Torah. A magical new halacha, which the Gemara is going to derive from Nazir, called heter mitztarif l'isa, but only if you have rov isa, which means we go back to the Gemara Nazir that we quoted before, that heter mitztarif l'isa only applies when you have a rov of isur. So we ask the obvious question, if you have rov of isur, my kamashmalan, obviously everything is also. But the answer is we added another cherry on top, that it's not just that everything is asur, but moreover, that the heter is mitztarif l'isur. So it can be mashlin the shir kezayis. Comes along the Yad HaMelech, and he says, that makes sense. If you started with an isur, because you all like Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzi shir asur min haTorah. Nein, says the Birchas Rosh, I started with Reish Lakish's chatzi shir mutar min haTorah. And I am up to a situation where I have 51% chametz, 49% matzah, and the 51% chametz is less than a kezayis, the Torah would allow me to eat it. Now I add 49% matzah, and paradoxically, it becomes awesome. Yesh me'ayin. A pellet. Now we add two more achronim into this picture. And this is all in the introduction to the sugya. We haven't even read a word in the Gemara yet. And this is the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora, by the way, is like the Balabas on Nazir, Masechta Nazir. You know, like, I never learned Nazir, but I remember that Nazir, they give you two Sfarim. They give you Gemara and they give you the Keren Ora. That's how you learn Nazir. Says the Keren Ora, Afal gav dechatzi shir mutum in a Torah l'reish lakish. Yesh lomar hu mishum shatora osro lehenos midover osro b'derech achila dahaynu k'sha'ochel kezayis. V'tochen shegam k'ashashir achila b'smali mitziruf heter nechshav shenene me'isur k'derech achila. Did anybody understand the word of what I just said? If you didn't, don't feel badly about it, because I read it like the speed of light. The man is saying something absolutely brilliant. And I would have to tell you, Lefi Ani Yistaiti, the Karen Ora must have been a Talmud of Reb Chaim. The only problem is he was before Reb Chaim. But that's just a technical problem. Says the Karen Ora, do you know why Reish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shir is Mutter min HaTorah? That's because when the Torah prohibited Achila, Achila was prohibited as a paradigm of Hanah. And how much Hanah did you get from this Achila? If you have half of a Zayas of Isur, and that's what you ate, period. That's all I have in front of me, is a half a Zayas of Mevela. I didn't benefit from a half a Zayas. That's not a Hanah. The Torah doesn't consider that a Hanah. And if it's not a Hanah, then it's not prohibited under Achila. But Lu Yitzuyer, if I could eat a half a Zayas of Nevela and have the Hanah of a full Zayas, and all I need is to set up an Achila, so that the fact that I was Nene by eating a half a Zayas of Chametz or Nevela means that I didn't have an achila, because what kind of an achila? We categorize the achila that the Torah prohibits. It's an achila of Hanah. And an achila of Hanah would not apply to less than a shear of chametz, or whatever Easter it is. But Lu Yitzuyer, if I could eat this half a zayas of chametz and set it up as an achila, then the Torah would have prohibited it. The shear of Kezias, says Reish Lakish, the way the Karen Ora understands it, is a shear in setting up an achila. And to set up and define an achila, I need to know whether it's anah, it's an achila sheyesh ba'anah, or an achila shein ba'anah. Therefore, if the whole purpose of setting up a shear of a Kezias is in order to set up an achila, which is an achila that qualifies as anah, now we get the halach of heter mitztaref li'isur. I add another, let's say, a little bit less than a half of Zayas. You know, it's got to be 49% of matzah. And once I add the 49% of matzah, now I eat a full kezayas. Now the achila of that chametz becomes upgraded to an achila. Why? Because I benefited from that achila. Ah, you'll ask me, Akasha, I benefited from the hitztarfus of the heter. The answer is no, that's not what a shear is all about. If a shear is all about having anah from a full zayis of chametz, for sure, there's nothing to talk about. Then the Yad HaMelech is correct, and according to Reish Lakish, this whole sugi of hetem and tzayif lisa doesn't get off the ground. But if I'm telling you, there's no separate shear of a chatzi zayis, of a zayis in isurim, the only problem is that I have a condition that hasn't been fulfilled. I need to define and categorize that achila as an achila sheyesh ba'anah. If Lu Yitzur, I could set up an achila sheyesh ba'anah in a chatzi zayis, that achila would be a full-fledged achila sheyesh ba'anah. Aye, it's only a chatzi zayis of chametz. It doesn't matter. The Torah never required a full shear. We were totally mistaken about how to interpret Reish Lakish. We thought that less than a shear is heter gamur. That's not true. It's still asur, but the only thing is, felt you're lacking in achila. Why? Because the Torah wants an achila sheyesh ba'anah, and this achila is not defined according to Torah law as an achila sheyesh ba'anah. If I can convert this achila of chatzi zayis into an achila sheyesh ba'anah, then I'd be chay for the chatzi zayis. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan says you're always chay for a chatzi zayis, albeit under the halacha of chatzi shir. Again, it's a different category, but it's nevertheless an Isur. Maybe it doesn't generate Malkus, whatever it is, but it's a category of Isur. Reish Lakish also agrees that Chatzi Shir is a category of Isur on a Torah level. The only problem is the Torah prohibited you through Achila. You know, a Chatzi Shir, according to Karen Ora and Reish Lakish, is like, you know, intravenous feeding. You know, I can take a full Kezias in the Vela and feed somebody intravenously, and it's not an achila, because intravenous feeding is not an achila. Chatzi zayis is not an achila. But if Lu Yitzur, I can convert the chatzi zayis into an achila, then even Reish Lakish would agree it's also in the Torah. How do I magically achieve my goal of converting an achila of chatzi zayis into an achila sheyesh ba'anah? The answer is by adding the 49% of heter. Again, you have to assume that they are mu'uravim zebezeh. Again, this is Berzon talking, so take it be'ravon mugbal. I mean, there's no one here, I don't have any credentials to convince you of this, but I would say that when we go back to the original Machlokas Rishonim, you know, we had three different categories of heter mitzarif li'isur. If we're going with Reish Lakish the way that the Keren Oren interpreted, there's got to be some tarovas. I don't mean to say that there has to be nesinas tam, the way the Ramban says it. Because again, the Ramban is going to create tremendous headaches for us to figure out what's the difference between heter mitzarif li'isur and tam ki ikar. That far I'm not going, but Chach, at least grant me, according to the Keren Oren and Reish Lakish, there's got to be a tarovas. If there's a tarovas, I set up an achila, and that achila is now defined as an achila sheyesh ba'anah. And why? Because I have a full zayas. It doesn't matter whether that full zayas is a full zayas of isur, as long as in this mixture, mu'uravim zeh v'zeh, I have an achila, which is an achila sheyesh ba'anah. Then now I'm chayav for chatzish. That's the Keren Or, the best I can do. And now we get to the last on my list, and that's the Yeshuas Yaakov. And here I can tell you a little bit about him, because this was my bar mitzvah gift from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha. He gave me a set of the Yeshuas Yaakov. Again, I wouldn't have called it a Yeshuas Yaakov. That's because I became a book collector, but I actually own a Yeshuas Yaakov, first edition. Took me a long time to collect it. It's many, many chalok. His name is Rav Yaakov Orenstein, and he came from Poland. And he's a brilliant, brilliant thinker. I mean, Rav Aaron wouldn't have given it to me as a bar mitzvah present if he didn't really encourage me to learn it. And in the Soloveitchik family, to get a gift of an achron, you know, one of these sifri achronim, that's a pella. But the Yeshuas Yaakov is very, very famous, very well accepted. And he says the following. We have a machlokes with regard to tam ki ikar. Now, the reason why I'm so excited about this Yeshuas Yaakov is because maybe he'll give us a clue as to how to answer the question, which to my mind is the most fundamental, but what's the difference between heter mitzarif li'isur and tam ki ikar? Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, there's a fundamental machlokes with regard to tam ki ikar as to whether or not heter nefach lios isur. So take, for example, you may recall back in the discussions that we had in Yoredeya, let's say, okay, I don't know if I should give the example of Tipas Cholov, because, you know, there's always, you know, Basim Cholov is always like the exception to the rule, but let's take a case of Tipas Nevela. Okay, so he has a Tipas Nevela that fell into a Kedera of Basa Shchuta. Now, what's Asur at this point? Is it the entire Taroves, assuming that the Tipas Nevela gave Tam, let's say it was 1 to 59, right, in this Taroves? So what is Asur now? So this is a very fundamental machlokes, and it has repercussions in Basa B'cholov as well. Whether we say Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela, which means that the Heter itself becomes Isur. Now I'm giving you a case of what's called lach belach or lach biyovish, with yovish biyovish, which means bittul berov, we might have a whole different set of considerations. But let's say, because again, keep in mind that in yovish biyovish, we're not talking about tam ki ikar. There's no nesinas tam. That's just the suffix. I don't know if I pulled out the nevela or if I pulled out the shkuta from this mixture. But I'm talking about a case where you cook them all together and the tam of the nevela penetrates into the tam of the basa shkuta. What's asur now? If I hold heter nefach lios isur, means the whole ganze tarovas is asur. And we're talking about tam kikur doraisa. Now again, we'll have one rishon who holds that tam kikur is only derabbanan, but we're assuming now that tam kikur is doraisa. And Isur Nefach Lios Heter comes along the Yeshuas Yaakov, and he says, even if I grant you that ein haheter nepach lios isur, which means that when I eat this taroves, I'm eating a kezias of basar nevel. I'm not eating the whole, 59 kezasim that I ate. And then I have a tremendous nafkamina if it falls into another taroves, correct? He would admit that when we apply the principle of heter mitztaref le'isur, it means that the heter nefach lios isur. So according to the Shulchan Aruch Yaakov, we have the following equation. Heter mitztaref le'isur equals heter nefach lios isur. So if I eat, again, we don't know under what circumstances and what the scenario is, but whenever you apply heter mitztaref le'isur, when I eat this heter mitztaref le'isur, I'm going to be chayav not only for eating the isur, but also for eating the heter. Which means, again, if I have half a kezias of isur mixed with half a kezias of heter, I'm going to be chayav as if I ate a full kezias. Now, again, is that true according to Rabbi Yochanan and only according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chatzi shiros mitor, that's the Yana Melech pshat? Or do we take the Birchas HaRosh that even, and with the Keren Ohr's embellishment, that even according to Reish Lakish, we would apply that principle? Whatever it is, again, there are so many different issues here that overlap, but fundamentally, what we have to derive from this Yeshua Siakov breakthrough is that whenever Heter Mitztaref Le'isur applies, that, I'm sorry, start again. Whenever Heter Mitztaref Le'isur applies, then ipso facto, Heter Nefach Lios Isur. That means even if I hold that Tam Ki Ikar only generates an Isur to eat the Heter, but it doesn't go as far as to say the Heter Nefach Lios Isur. So I'm not allowed to eat this Taroves, which has 1 to 59 Nevela to Heter, to Shkuta. I can't eat the Taroves because Tam Ki Ikar, but nevertheless, that's only because when I eat this Taroves, I'm benefiting from the tam. And which kind of tam is it? The tam of Isur, because the tam of Isur penetrates in the heter. But the heter remains heter. For example, we have a sugya called Efshel Sokto, right? So it could be if I hold Efshel Sokto, then somehow if I could separate, maybe in the second Taroves or whatever it is, I could separate the heter from the Isur, then everything becomes mutter. But if I hold heter nefach lios isur, like Hanan, like Hatich Hadas Nevela in Basa B'cholov, then it means I'm going to, in a second mixture, I'm going to need shishim against the entire mixture, because the heter became isur. And we have one man, the Omer, who says, no, the heter is only also because it's carrying the isur, right? It's what we call an isur machmas balua. So it has the bli of isur in it. And when you eat the heter, you're eating the tam of isur. And the tam itself is a heftzud isur. Says the Yeshua Siakov, that's only in a case where I don't apply the principle of Heter Mitztaref Le'isur. But if the circumstances are ripe to apply Heter Mitztaref Le'isur, for example, in the case of Nazir, we're going to see that everybody agrees that Heter Mitztaref Le'isur. So he takes a piece of soft bread and he dips it into wine. The wine itself is less than a shear, let's say it's less than a revius. The lechem, the pas, is a kezias worth of pas, and now he has a pas that is saturated with yayin, and we're going to apply the principle of hetem and staref le'isur. The entire mixture together is one kezias. He's going to be chayav, and that's going to be derived from kol mishras hanovim in the parsha of Nozi. So that's the tremendous breakthrough here of the Yeshua Siakov. Okay. Now, just to make life complicated for us, we have Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that, what are you telling me? You're telling me the heter, in the case of heter and staref le'isur, heter nefach lios isur, says Rabbeinu Tam, and apparently Rabbeinu Chaim meaning one of the Balei HaTosfos, writes that we only apply heter nefach lios isur in a case of kizayis bichtei achilas pras. So what that means is that although, as far as, let's say, Tom Kiker is concerned, you can have a Tom of Issa that gets mixed up in 59 times the volume of the Heter is 59 times the volume of the Isur. But that's not called Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras means that you have a Kizayis that fell into a Tarovus of Heter within a very concentrated ratio, whether it's 4 Beitzim, 6 Beitzim, whatever Pras is. So now I have a Kizayis of Isur that fell into Lamazogin 6 Beitzim's worth of Heter. Now, if I eat the entire mixture, then I apply the principle, says Rabbeinu Chaim, Rabbi Chaim, of Heter Mitztarif Lios Isur, Hefech Nefach Lios Isur. As we saw in the equation of the Shus Yaakov, Heter Mitztarif Lios equals Heter Nefach Lios Isur. Now we're adding another condition. That whole equation, that whole identity, only applies in Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. And then we say he gets Malkus for eating one Kizayis out of the entire mixture. Because again, Heter Nefach Lios Isur. And if this Kizayis is spread out in a Pras, then if I eat only Kizayis from this mixture, I did not, in all likelihood, unless the Kizayis Isur was concentrated in one place, I did not eat a Kizayis in Isur, but nevertheless, Heter Mitztarif Lisur means that the Heter is Nefach Lios Isur, and now I'm Chayev Malkus for eating a Kizayis from this Taromas. But if, on the other hand, according to this school of thought, if the Isur would have fallen into Heter that's larger than a Pras, then if I eat only a Kizayis worth, I would not get Malkus. I would have to eat the entire Taromas, you know, all 60 Kizayisim. And he adds, Aval im ein b'tarovus Kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, ein ha-heter nefach lios isur. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Chai. And all this is quoted by the Rosh in the 7th parak of Chulin. You see how much yedius you have to have over here. Now, where did I get stuck on the Baal HaMor? He says the following. Lidas Baal HaMor, tam ki ikar, huga kasher nisariv beheter, kishir kizayis mina isur, v'nimcha bo, v'adayin nikar bo tam. So the Baal HaMor is adding now another condition. It's not enough just to say that he ate a Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras and therefore he gets Malkus. But, says the Baal HaMor, I also need what's called Nimach. And Nimach means that I don't know where the Kizayis Iser is in this mixture, but I do taste the tam. And that's called tam ki ikar. That doesn't make any sense according to the Rabbeinu Chaim, meaning Rabbeinu Chaim says that in order to apply the principle of heter mitztarif l'isur, which means that the heter becomes isur, I need to have a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Says Rabbi Lamor, no, I'll grant you that there is a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. I'm still not going to apply the principle of tam ki ikar, that because there's a very concentrated tam here, and you have a kizayis within a limited volume of heter, that therefore you're going to be chayev, as Rabbeinu Chaim would have, for eating kizayis, one kizayis worth of this mixture. What I need is, another condition has to be met. And that is that kizayis that fell into kidei achilas pras, has to be nimoach, in such a way that I cannot identify that kizayis of isur. It's nimoach, it's dissolved throughout the mixture, but it's nikar bo taima. Now we say that tam ki ikar would apply if you had a kizayis of isur that fell into 59 times its volume of heter. Now I'm not sure. Again, we'd have to test this out. Maybe you have to ask a kfela if that's a situation where the tam is nimach, it's so, the tam of Isur is so nimach, it's so dissolved, that the tam is nikar throughout the tarovus. I'm not sure. Maybe yes, maybe no. But the Balamar requires that the tam has to be nikar throughout this tarovus. And now we're going to make the following distinction. If it's kizayis l'chei achilas pras, and the tam of Isur is nikar throughout the tarovus, then you'll get malchus reading a kizayis. If, on the other hand, you have a kizayis in less than achilas pras, then you're not going to be chayiv malchus. But not only that, says the Balamor, that even if I grant you that you have a kizayis with the achilas pras, that doesn't mean ipso facto that you're going to get malchus for eating a kizayis. I have to add that it's taimo nikar. So that's what we have in the Balamor. Now again, let's just reiterate one thing that we said earlier. Heter mitztarif le'isur, according to the Baal Amar, applies even when there's no tam of isur in the heter. So again, according to the Baal Amar, a lot of the assumptions that we've been operating with does not work. He cannot accept many of the premises that we established, because he's telling us that heter mitztarif le'isur applies even when there's no tam of isur in the heter. Obviously then, according to Baal Amar, tam ki'ikar is much more chamur than heter mitztarif le'isur. In other words, heter mitztarif le'isur is down here and has whatever repercussions we'll have to see as we go along. And then we get to a more strict kind of a mixture, which is nesinas tam. And we said that according to the Baal Amar, if you have a nesinas tam of isur in the heter, in the case where the tam of isur is nikar, and you have kizayis v'chechilis pras, you get malchus. So that already upgrades it. We've been assuming until now, based on the Yeshus Yaakov and all the achronim that follow suit, that adarava, once we have heter mitztarif le'isur, then we have heter nefach lios isur, which means that you're going to get malchus to such an extent that the Keren Ora claims you get malchus, even according to Reish Lakish, who holds that chatzis shir mutar min haTorah. That's how far the stretch of heter mitztarif le'isur isur goes. So obviously, according to that approach to heter mitztarif le'isur, it's much more chamur than anything that we've seen in the past. And it could be that even though you have heter gomor in the sense that Reish Lakish holds that chatzis is mutar min haTorah, now you're going to be chayiv because of heter mitztarif le'isur. The power and the stringency of heter mitztarif le'isur is enormous, is amazing. According to Baal Amar, we're going really in the opposite direction. What we're saying is that heter mitztarif le'isur, again, we have to flesh it out and see what it means, is on this level. And to generate a chiyus malchus, we need a tam ki'ikar, not only a tam ki'ikar, but a tam ki'ikar of kizayis b'chei achilas pras. And not only kizayis b'chei achilas pras, but add another condition to boot, and that is that it's nikar atam b'tarovus. However, the Ramban, let's go back to the Ramban. The Ramban says that heter mitztarif le'isur applies not as the Baal Amar would have it, when there's no tam of isur in the heter, but on the contrary, we can only apply the principle of heter mitztarif le'isur if there's nesinas tam, and that's when heter mitztarif le'isur kicks in. So then we ask the question: well, what about tam ki'ikar? Why do I need this new principle of heter mitztarif le'isur if I already have the principle of tam ki'ikar? Correct. So now we're going to have to assume, according to Ramban, that heter mitztarif le'isur is one madrega beyond tam ki'ikar. In other words, it adds a chumrah that didn't apply in Tam Ki Ikar, which might mean that, for example, Tam Ki Ikar means Ein HaHetem It's Tarif LeIsur, but when we apply the principle of Hetem It's Tarif LeIsur, then, as we saw in the Yeshuas Yaakov, then the Heter is Nefach Lios Isur. Again, that only assumes, that only makes sense if I assume that Tam Ki Ikar is Ein HaIsur Nefach, Ein HaHetter Nefach Lios Isur. So when I eat this 59 and 1, 59 Heter together with 1, even though Tam Ki Ikar, I'm only Chayev for that 1. Meaning I'm only Chayev for eating that 1, let's call it a Kezayis of Isur that fell into this Tarovus of 59 Kezayisim of Heter. And if this mixture falls into another mixture, we'll only need Bittel Keneged, that Kezayis of Isur that fell into the mixture. That's all Tam Ki Ikar before we get to Heter Mitztaref LeIsur. But once we get to Heter Mitztaref LeIsur, then, which might only apply to Nazir, again we have to see, then we've jacked it up one higher level, and we apply the principle of Heter Nefach Lios Isur. As I said before, you have a Kezayis of Pas, and you dip it into and soak it up with Yayin, and the Nazir is going to be Chayev for eating the Pas, because Heter, if it's a Kezayis, because Heter Nefach Lios Isur. That would not apply under the principle of Tam Ki Ikar. If we assume that Tam Ki Ikar means that the Heter is also because it's carrying the Tam. If, on the other hand, I assume that the Heter becomes Isur as a result of the fact that the Tam penetrates into the Heter, it now becomes a Heftzah of Nevela, then once again, I'm stuck with my original question, according to the Ramban, that Heter Mitztaref Lios Isur applies only if the Tam of the Isur penetrated into the Heter. Well, if that be the case, I'm back to Tam Ki Ikar. I don't need Heter Mitztaref LeIsur. So what's the chiddush here of Heter Mitztaref LeIsur? Now, if we apply the principle of Tam Ki Ikar, then that applies even though the Isur is the mute, and the Heter is the Rov. I mean, that goes without saying. So you have Rov Heter and mute Isur, but Tam Ki Ikar. If there's Tam in this Taroves, then even the Heter itself is also, either because it's Nefach or without Nefach. So now we introduce the Rivet. And just looking at the clock, we'll see if we can at least start the sugya inside, but let me add the Ravid as he's quoted here in the Masifta. He says the following: if the Heter is Rov, then why isn't the mute of Isur Batel in the Taromas? Right, we're now about to embark upon a sugya called Isur Heter Mitztaref LeIsur. And the question is, why not apply Bittel? Now, this question of the Ravid seems to be oblivious of the sugya in Nazir that we mentioned before. The sugya in Nazir says that Heter Mitztaref LeIsur only applies when the Isur is not Batel Barov, that the Isur is the majority. And then we had the question, well, if the Isur is the majority, what do you gain by adding Heter Mitztaref LeIsur? We said that now you'll be chayv even for eating the Heter. But the Ravid doesn't seem to be operating within the framework of the sugya in Nazir. And therefore he asks the question, well, why isn't the Isur, which is in the mute, bottled to the Rov? And therefore undermining, once Isur is bottled, it's gone. And that undermines the principle of Heter Mitztaref LeIsur. Says the Ravid, Rak kishe'en ha'isur nikar b'taroves, who bottle b'rov. Meaning that that bittel b'rov is kind of, if I don't know what word to use, a natural, almost first responder. When you have a mixture, then first responder is that the Isur is bottle b'rov het. What prevents the Iser from being batel if it's only a miyun of Iser? That's another halacha. And that's called ta. So that if you don't have a tam in this mixture, then enochinami, the Iser is batel baro. And we go back to square one to the first responders. But in a case where the Iser, despite the fact that it is mute, gives tam into the rov heter, then we're going to apply these principles of heter mitzarf lis. Kishikibol tam, ha heter tam ya isur. Then he says that the isur cannot be bottled. The tam of the isur as an active tam forms or serves as a barrier preventing the bitul barov. If you have bitul barov, and now we have an anti-force that prevents bitul barov, and that's called tama iser nikar behet. Kishekibal aheter tamina iser, harei ze ki'ilu iser nikar b'mkomo. It's as if we know where the iser is, and that prevents us from applying bitul barov. And he says, "She'ein chashivas ha'ochel ela b'tama." That what is really the significance of ochel? It's its tam. Kakosav, he quotes a pasuk in Iov, "Vechech ochel yitam lo." That the ochel is the chech, is what you are toying, what you taste. So that according to the Ravid, it's the tam ha'iser, which is nikar, it's active, you would taste it in this mixture, that prevents me from applying the principle of bittul. Because bittul tells me that a miyud is not chashuv. But if the entire chashivas of ochel is in its tam, and this iser, despite the fact that it's a miyud, is giving tam ha'iser into the heter, hence, that iser is not bittul. And he adds, Hatam She'ein Bitul Barov might be a halacha l'moshe Misinai, Af im nis'aru shnei minim she'tamam shove ein Bitul Barov. So let's say you have a mixture of two different substances, but they both have the exact same time. Like Chelev and Shuman, maybe, or Basa Shchuta, Basa Nevela. And he says the following, that although, right, and let's say the Nevela is the mute, so in this case, should we say that the Nevela of the mute is Bato the Rov of Shchuta? Well, according to the logic of the Ravid, it's the Tama Iser that's the problem. And that prevents Bitul Barov. But here, the Tama of the Iser and the Tama of the Heter are Shoveh B'Shoveh. It's the same exact Tama Basar. So how can you tell me that the Tama is Nikar? It's active, it's alive. You know, I can taste in this Taroves the Nevela. What do you mean taste the Nevela? You're tasting the Shchuta. Go do me under. I don't know that you're tasting the Nevela. So the answer is that here we have to introduce another element in the halachic equation, and that is halacha l'moshe Misinai. Meaning that on a logical level, we could say that if an ochel is a tam, it's tam. You know, define yourself. So the ochel defines itself as its tam, as we saw in the pasuk in Iyo. So that's going to prevent bittul, because bittul is mafkir, the chashivus of the mute. But here the chashivus of the mute is in its tam, because that's what ochel is. Ochel is all about its tam. But in the case of a mixture of two substances, isur v'heter, that both have the identical tam, it's very hard to say, logically, that there's no bittul over here because of the prominence of the tam. What do you mean the prominence? The tam is not prominent to you because I'm not sure if you're eating the tam, you know, you're tasting the tam in the veil or you're tasting the tam of shkuta. Since that shove b'tam, here I need the halacha l'moshe Misinai, which tells me that the tam is not batal, meaning I need to be mevatel the tam of the isur, and I can't do so. I cannot convince myself that there's no tam of isur in this taros, because the basa shchuta has the identical tam as the basa nevela. So I don't know, when I eat this tarovis, am I tasting the tam and nevela, am I not? It's like a no-win situation. And if you want to tell me that bittul berova operates, you have to convince me that the tam of isur is the barrier that's preventing bittul berova. I can't convince myself that that's the case, because tamam shav. So here in this case, there's halacha Moshe Misinai that tells me that this tarovis is us. Now, in a lot of things that we mentioned today in our discussion, we assumed, which is actually Shita Satos and many other Rishonim, that tam kiker is d'oraisa. And the Gemara later on, Adaf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, is going to derive it from a Drasha Gemura. Rashi seems to have a unique shita. Maybe there are other Rishonim who agree with Rashi, that whether Tam Kikar is Doraisa is actually the subject of Machlokas Tanoim and even Amoroim. And we saw back on Daf Mem Gimel, according to the Chachom of Rabbi Eliezer, that Kutach HaBavli doesn't have a lav. And that's because, according to those chachamim, we don't apply the principle of tam ki ikar on a doraisa level. The whole entity and principle of tam ki ikar is only derabbanan. The tur, on the other hand, in Or Chaim Siman Tuf Mem Gimel, is of the opinion that Kutach HaBavli, the subject of that machlokes between the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, is a case of ein bo tam chametz. The Kutach HaBavli doesn't really have the tam of a chametz. He calls it chamitzus bi'alma. It has something that's like a fermenting taste, but it's not really the taste of chametz. That's where the Chacham say that there's no isur d'oraisa. But if you have something that has a tam of chametz, then you'd be chayav for eating that under the law of tam ki ikar. But in any event, Rava, in Masechta Chulin, Adaf Tzariches Amud Beis, is of the opinion that ein tam ki ikar min haTorah, that the whole enterprise of tam ki ikar is not d'oraisa. It's only d'rabbanan. And the only area in halacha where Rava accepts tam ki ikar on a d'oraisa level is kodshim and in basa b'chol. But out of those scope, then there's no tam ki ikar d'oraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan, in a Masechta Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin, says that tamo velo mamosho ain't lokinol. There's no malchus for tamo velo mamosho, which means that tam ki ikar is not a halacha midoraisa. It's only a halacha derabbanan. And the implication is that we accepted the shita of Rava in Chulin to the effect that there's no tam ki ikar min haTorah. Now, although Abaye disagrees, Tosfos points out that we're going to pass like Rav against Abaye, as we always do. And in Yoredeya, in Simon Tzadi Ches, you will see that the Beis Yosef argues that even according to Rashi, if there's a tarovis of Kizayis Bechtei Achilles Pras, then tam ki ikar is Doraisa. That's the way the Beis Yosef understood the Shita of Rashi. So this will be the end of our introduction offered here by the Masifta to the Sugya of Heta Mitztarfli Isur. And in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, we're going to pick up the Sugya from the top again. That's the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, but we're really already on Daf Mem Dalet Amud. Now, the only thing that we didn't get a chance to discuss, which I want to add here, is the Pri Chadash. So maybe Bli Neder tomorrow will mention the Pri Chadash, who says that he doesn't agree at all with the Beis Yosef. He thinks that according to Rashi, in all situations, Tam Kikar Lav Da Oraisa. And that Bli Neder will get to tomorrow.